Hi there, folks. I am Emily, and that is...
Elt.
And for those of you who are paying attention, we are officially on week one of Sutton Foster Watch. And Sutton Foster Watch is, I'm watching the mailbox waiting for a letter from Sutton Foster, which I'm sure will arrive any day now, but I think mail's a little bit slower these days because of, like, COVID and stuff. So I'm not worried yet. It's only been a week, and... You know, who knows where she's mailing from, so I'm patient.
I also didn't tell Emily that our basement is not registered anywhere. I mean...
What?
I mean, we have an address. Official address. Our
okay.
P.O. box is very far from where we're at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, most things are very far from where we're at. Because we're very isolated.
No, we're very protected. Remember
yeah.
I told you that's the correct word.
Protected.
Yes.
Yes. Physically and emotionally protected and isolated and closed off. Anyway, that actually kind of fits into what book we're talking about today. It's called Sanctuary, and it's a sci-fi book written by Karen Lix. Spoiler alert, folks, I haven't read it, so we're actually going to have a little bit of fun today. We do have ratings, though. We have some pearl clutching. Violence was a 2. Language, we gave it a 1. And romance, a 2. And I keep on saying we gave it, but the truth is, Elt gave it. I don't know anything about this book, but I'm about to. And I'm very excited to learn about this book with you guys. Okay, go.
So here we go. There's a reason why I didn't say too much about it is because I wanted to read a part of the book and then kind of get your reaction to it just to show, just so I could sound off on it, basically. The main thing you need to know is that this takes place, Sanctuary is this prison. Okay, and this is the main character. Her name is Kenzie, and she is training to be a guard on Sanctuary. Okay, so there's this the place that she works for. It's called Omnistellar Concepts, and they created Sanctuary to contain these dangerous criminals. Right now, as a general thing, if you're looking for just a regular YA read, they could kind of breeze through, you know, just kind of typical YA read it, no problem, whatever. That's sort of where this falls in. The biggest thing is that part of what they're trying to do with this is, like, the company is everything. Like, Kenzie's mom is on Sanctuary 2. And I think her dad was there. And then all of it is just everything's the company, right? And these people that we're guarding are these evil, dangerous people. And she just has this... It's so inbred for her to have such an aversion to these evil, dangerous people. And then, eventually, down the line, bom, 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 the entire place gets attacked by aliens. So, everyone has to work together to save themselves, basically. So, it sounds like a great read and a great story. Like, it has potential as a good story. And for the most part, most of it is. Now, here's the deal. Kenzie goes down to where they're keeping these evil, dangerous criminals, right? And there's actually not a lot of people on Sanctuary. Because part of what it is that it's supposed to be so automated and such a smart machine that it could take care of itself, and it only needs a few people to run it. Okay, so as expected, spoilers ahead, she goes down to where the prisoners are held, and they're basically a bunch of teens that have superpowers, right? So obviously, she realizes the whole thing of, like, wow, they're only locking them up because they're scared of their superpowers, and they're making up about how they murder and kill people, and that's not really the case. They're just regular people, and because people are scared of them and their powers, so they've locked them up, okay? Now, the main guy, or one of the big guys there, his name is Cage, okay? And they're doing this whole thing where they're trying to evacuate everyone from the aliens, okay? Because the aliens are trying to kill everybody, and they try to take them over. That's part of why our violence is at it, too, because there's some fighting going on there, and there's some bad stuff that goes on with the aliens eating everybody and taking over them and all that stuff, okay? Now, language is a 1 because I don't think there's anything worse than, like, hell. She says, oh, I'm going to be in hell, a lot of trouble. But the language is actually pretty clean. And the romance, this will actually tell you why the romance is a 2. So Kenzie and Cage are busy, you know, working together to try to get everybody off of Sanctuary onto this other spaceship, okay? Now, at one point, Kenzie kind of makes a pass at Cage and, like, tries to kiss him. And then he kind of goes, oh, you know, I don't want you to do anything you're going to regret, okay? So then Kenzie gives him this whole speech about, like, I'm a big girl, Cage. I'm responsible for my own decisions. You're right. It's been a rough night for both of us. It doesn't mean I don't know how I feel. I might not be an underground street criminal, but I'm not some naive little girl who's going to fall for the first bad boy who crosses her path. So if you're rejecting me out of some misplaced macho protective impulse, you can shove it. I know what I want. If you don't want it, well, that's another story. Blah, blah, blah. And then she says, the last words had barely left my mouth before he shoved me against the wall, his mouth crashing down on mine. Blah, 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 about how they're kissy, kissy, kissing. The kiss was fire and lightning arcing through me. My skin burning and singed wherever he touched. I tugged his shoulder. Blah, blah, blah. I raced in the distance. Blah, 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 blah. All this kissing situation, okay? Now, as I read that to you, and you see that, like, this whole passion thing goes on, like, even knowing that they weren't, you know, she's originally the guard, and he's one of the people she's protecting, like, how much do you think they've gone through in the relationship to get to a point like that?
Not much.
So, yeah.
Seemed very sudden, but.
Well, so when you realize that this has been like 24 hours and all of a sudden they're like passionately kissing, it's just like, no.
How old are they supposed to be?
I think 17. I think she's 16 or 17.
I mean, you know, they do say that, you know, when you're being attacked by aliens, you know, time has totally different meaning. And 24 hours is basically like a two-year relationship where you've met each other's parents. I've definitely read that places.
Right. Has that ever been real in reality?
Well, I've never been attacked by aliens, so I don't want to judge.
Yeah. And then he's like, he tells her, like, you're so unbelievable. And she's like, why? Like, why are you saying I'm unbelievable? And he's like, because you're kissing me when there's aliens running around trying to eat us. That's not unbelievable to me. That's a little bit, do I want to use dumb. The word stupid?
I said dumb.
Okay, dumb. And then he's like, and you're cracking jokes and I can't even think straight. Okay. Yeah. That, everything was going okay. No, not everything was going okay. I was willing to forgive certain things until I hit this scene. Because it was just like, no, it doesn't happen. Just because there's a guy and just because there's a girl doesn't mean there has to be a passionate kiss that you just kind of forced into the story here. Especially because this book is one of a trilogy. There's another two books after this. I haven't read them yet, but the kiss can happen in another book. If you're so... And all of a sudden, this... I saw other people kind of commented on this as well. When your entire life, you've been trained to think of this guy as your enemy. And you've been like, oh, lock him up. These people are so bad and so terrible. 24 hours is not going to change your mind from lock them up, they're so terrible, to oh my God, passionate kissing. Because I know what I want. Like, what does it mean, I know what I want? What does it even mean? Like, it doesn't, not only is it just so ridiculous, it doesn't go. Because if anything, just because they're not working together, which is great, it should be more of like, well, these people I know are criminals, and these people are this and this, but it looks like we might have to work together, so they have like a grudging respect situation.
Yeah.
Or like, I want to say a coexist, we'll work side by side, but I'm not going to trust them yet. But also there's like, not only have they hurled the trust issue, they've gone way over that, you know, and they probably would have she would have carried on with this kiss forever and a day if it hadn't been for the aliens that apparently it's okay if the aliens are running around killing people because I know what I want, so I have to kiss you now in the middle of all the aliens.
Plus, forgive me if I'm wrong, and I've never been a man who's with a woman who's been his jailer the whole life and being attacked by aliens, but what she said wasn't particularly romantic. So she tried to kiss him. He said, don't do anything you won't regret, which is really nice, by the way, and very thoughtful, and it's not macho or whatever. It's just a human looking out for another human. Like, it's a nice thing to say. And then she's like spouting off, well, if you don't want me anyway, and then he kisses her, that wouldn't make me want to kiss someone.
I don't know, there's supposed to be some burning passion between them, but I don't even know how that's possible. Considering her entire life, she's thought of him as a dangerous criminal.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm not going to throw my life over the first bad boy that comes my way. Okay, but you just kind of did.
He just did.
Yeah. And then...
You're the one who tried to kiss him the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's also like, there's certain parts where, so all the criminal, you know, quote unquote criminal teens, all of this chip in them so that way they can be tracked and da da da. So there's this one scene when she's first locked down there with them, you know, because they're... First, they kind of lock her down there. They kind of kidnap her. And then the aliens attack. And that's when they all have to go into their, you know, fight together situation. So he digs in like a knife. They take out a knife well, it's not really a knife, but they basically try to take the chips out of everyone because it inhibits them. And that way they can use their powers if they don't have the chips there. So she's like he's taking one out of his sister, or no, the sister, so like out of a friend. And like, I stayed there and I held, like, and I didn't react to it. Basically, like, I didn't hurl. Like, I stood strong in the face of what was going on. And I stuck with them. And they, like, all of a sudden, that was, like, a magical moment, apparently. Then all of a sudden, everyone's all friends with each other now because she didn't look away when they were digging out the chip or something. It's, there's all these, like, forced moments that's kind of, like, first of all, it just feels forced. And second of all, it's, like, why are you including that? You didn't, the story could have made so much sense without it. You just say, hey, they kidnapped me and I don't like them. And my whole life, I was trained to not like them. And whether or not she's attracted to this guy, which fine, she can be attracted to him, but let the process happen. Like, it doesn't have to play out all within a 24-hour time period, and it doesn't have to be rushed and forced. There has to be a step first of, okay, I still don't trust them, even though I see maybe we might have been wrong, but it's going to take me a while to work this out. And we can all be on board with that. Like, okay, even if they do, because that's also like a big, that's a big trope now of enemies to lovers, kind of friends to lovers kind of thing. So sure, they can be, you know, quote unquote enemies, and just, you have 3 books to let it play out. Like, you think you only got a second book or a third book because there was a deep passionate kiss? And if you did, then there's something very wrong with the publishing system, because the rest of the book should speak for itself, and the potential of them overcoming their biases to build a respectful, respecting relationship and not just some sort of like, I know what I want lust moment would pay off much more. And that's much more that's what teach me reading about. Not this, I know what I want, fire and ice, lightning kiss. That's just, why is it even here right now? Anyways, that's my take on that book.
So you think I should read it?
You can read it, but know that you've been warned. I think there might be other books on the list before that. But if someone, it's almost like, kind of like if someone like likes to watch chick flicks when they don't want to think. So it's almost like if you don't want to be thinking about what you're reading, you just want to breeze through a book, then you could kind of breeze through this, but just realize that there's going to be a little bit of bumps where you're just, why did that just happen? Moments.
Okay. Well, it's good to know for me and also for our millions upon millions of listeners who are desperately wondering what book to read next and possibly can't go to the library, so maybe ordering stuff online. So it's really helpful to have specific recommendations. So to all of our million listeners out there, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And, oh, I think, okay, so if you've been paying attention, which I hope you have been, a couple weeks ago, Elt finally let me open up the window, but we didn't have a screen in there, so we ended up, well, I ended up, because Elt was still wearing her hazmat suit, so you're right, I've admitted that you're right, I had a lot of mosquito bites, so I ordered a screen, and I just got the notification from Amazon that it's been delivered, so I'm going to go put that in. And then we'll have fresh air whenever we want.
First, we have to dress for a hike because we have to hike all the way to our P.O. box.
Oh, yeah. All right, you're going to have to get out of the hazmat suit, though.
Oh, well, so then maybe you should get the screen by yourself. Don't worry, I'll keep a camera on you at all times.
Oh, good. She's so protective of me. It's really, you know what, everyone should have someone like Elton in their lives to protect them and make sure they're safe and... I'm just so grateful for you.
Safety is number one. I'm going to go back under the bed now if Emily's going to start crying. Okay, bye, everyone. This is getting awkward.